You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
OTAs are all over. They wrapped up on this practice field earlier this week, and the next time Broncos players are going to be out on this field will be at the end of July for training camp. But the mailbag rolls on, and let's get started with the first question from Josh Norris, who asks about a subject a lot of people asked about. With the recent release of all-pro guard Evan Mathis, do you think the Broncos should pursue him? He seems like a diamond in the rough with all that has happened to the Broncos' O-line from last season. Well, here's the thing with Evan Mathis. If you pursue him, A, you've got to fit him under your salary cap. The Broncos don't have that much room at this point. And B, if you get a veteran like that, that means you're taking repetitions away from someone that you want to develop. Let's say you sign Evan Mathis. That means Ben Garland, who the team likes, who the team wants to see grow, could see as a potential left guard of the future. Then he's not getting those reps. And right now, that's not the way that the Broncos are going. They want to get younger on this roster, and you see it already on the offensive line with Ben Garland and Tyson Briler, who was forced in because of the injury to Ryan Clady. You know, those guys, they're going to be the starting left flank of the offensive line when training camp begins, as Gary Kubiak said this week. And then, you know, Chris Clark's on at right tackle, but they'd like to see Michael Schofield make a push over there with Luis Vasquez and Gino Gradkowski in the middle, and Gradkowski pushed by Matt Paradis, who was on the practice squad last year. That's the way this is going. The Broncos want to get younger, and like Gary Kubiak said on Monday, you know, if this unit blossoms, if it does well, then you might have found your offensive line for the next few years. That's what the Broncos want. You know, you've had some changeover over the years, going back to even going to last year when you lost Zane Beatles in free agency. What you want to do is get a core group together, develop them, keep them together, so you have a minimum amount of changes. And with this five the Broncos are going into camp with, maybe with one more tweak or two, the Broncos could find their offensive line of the future. That's why I don't think Evan Mathis is in the cards for the Broncos. They want to get young, and they want to grow an offensive line, and they're willing to live with some mistakes along the way while they get to that point. Our next question is from Daniel Jones, and he asks quite simply, who were your surprises of OTAs? Well, I think the progress of Tyson Briler, who I mentioned in the first response, you know, that was a bit of a surprise. Certainly, he stepped up. DeMarcus Ware mentioned at Taste of the Broncos just how he progressed and how he was getting better from day to day, even showing some feistiness getting into a scuffle with Ware on the practice field. So you like seeing that. You like seeing him go toe-to-toe and get better each day. You know, Jordan Taylor is a guy that a lot of people have talked about. He didn't play much in the last couple of weeks of OTAs because of an injury, but when he got out there early, he was making a lot of catches, particularly deep. You know, nice long stride to him. You know, good hands. I think when you get into the preseason, he sees some more time, assuming he stays healthy, then I think you're going to see him emerge. He could be that young receiver that comes from out of nowhere, sticks at least on the practice squad this year. Solomon Patton, a waiver claim from Tampa Bay, another receiver that had a good set of OTAs. He's quick, he's agile, he's small. Potential punt kickoff returner. He has a pretty unique skill set. And then Vance Walker on the defensive line, working not only at the defensive end spots, but also going inside at nose tackle. With Antonio Smith not taking part in OTAs, I think Walker stepped up, and I think he's going to be a versatile guy who helps plug things both on the outside on the defensive line and in the middle. And then finally, Todd Davis at inside linebacker. You know, he had some starts late in 2014. He really built off that with Brandon Marshall and Dane Trevathan injured. I think he capitalized, and he really took the next step in his development to where if Marshall and Trevathan aren't ready to go or injury strike them at some point this year, they can put Davis in. And then I don't think they're going to have much drop-off because his progress has been so great to this point. Thanks, as always, for joining us in this week's Mailbag. I won't be on camera next week, but you can still submit questions. Just go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace, or go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next time, take care and thanks for watching.